Ed Rudell's my co-host today, and Bill Carver as well is in here with me in studio. And Eddie, as you know, over the years, on a number of occasions, we've enjoyed conversations with the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. We're proud dads of very, very intelligent daughters.
Yes, yes. And I tried to encourage my daughter. My daughter's a natural. Seemed like my daughter inherited my, technical ability and can take things apart and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But she's also very much interested in the arts and writing. And that's where she took her career. Yeah. And as much as I tried to swing her to the technology, better paying jobs.
Well, a couple of people in studio here, I think, are taking that hint.
Yes.
But first of all, I'd like to introduce somebody who is from that wonderful organization that has been helping young ladies to move into the field of technology and right the balances again in some ways. I'd like to welcome Linda Mitchell, who is the Vice President of Programs for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. Good to have you with us. You know, you folks have just finished at the end of May handing out some very significant prizes to young women like the two who are in studio with us right now, helping to further their careers and their education. Matter of fact, in the last 10 years, how many dollars have gone out?
Over $725,000 have been donated to young girls like today to really advance their education and technology.
It's exciting to think of all of that investment, and it really is investment in these young women's careers. As a matter of fact, there were five in particular that I saw who had won the, this is the 2015, what was the category for these?
These are for the scholarships and the laptop winners.
That's right.
And it was really an exciting evening. I actually was able to present the awards that evening. And it was really great to tell their story and really see them earn really big scholarships, some upwards of $30,000.
I know, very significant.
Which really goes a long way.
Well, let's start talking to a couple of these smarty pants, and especially the one right next to you, Emily Morningstar. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to this place.
I went to Salem High School, but I graduated this year.
I was in
my school's Get It Club, and that's how I found out about the MCWT.
Yes, now tell us about the Get It Club, what that is, because it's very important to this.
Well, Get It is Girls Exploring Together Information Technology. It's an all-girls technology club. At my school, we meet Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And we do web design competition every fall, and in the spring, we program Lego NXTs.
Oh, wonderful. Now, how many years were you doing that?
I did it all 4 years of high school since I was a freshman.
That is really cool. Was technology something that you were interested in from the get-go, and you didn't need much encouragement in this area, or did this kind of feed it so that you really got interested?
Well, I thought technology was interesting, but I was a little intimidated by these clubs that were completely filled with boys.
Uh-huh.
I thought this would be a safe place, and I really found out I actually liked it.
That's wonderful. It was more than safe for you. How much was a scholarship that you earned? Do you know?
I think it was like $30,000-ish.
Woohoo! $30,000-ish is pretty nice.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, that is really nice. It was the Get It Scholarship. Am I right, Linda?
Yes, it was.
Okay, you can press that button. There you go. It was the Get It Scholarship.
Yes, it was.
So it was very worth your while getting into that club. Congratulations to you, Emily. Sitting next to you is Tanya Thomas. And Tanya, you kind of represent the graduate level because you are now, that's where you're going with your prize money, right?
That's right, Foster, yes.
Okay, what has brought you to this place?
Well, first of all, I'm going to thank Linda for referring to all of us as young ladies, because not all of us are.
Younger, some.
I've been working in the technology profession for a number of years now, a couple of decades now. I am a long-standing member and volunteer of MCWT. I was on the board of directors for a time, overseeing the K-12 programs, many of which I am now a recipient
wonderful.
So I consider myself to be really blessed in that sense. I really just wanted to use my acumen to make the world a better place, and I think that people were struggling a lot with technology, and it came really easily to me. And so I wanted to apply myself into giving people back more of their time rather than struggle with the technology.
In some ways, Tanya, you are the statistic of, unfortunately, the lower statistic of women who have stuck it out in technology, aren't you?
I guess that would be the case, yes. I think I'd probably fall in a number of other minority categories years as well.
But you've stuck it out, and good for you for that. And in recognition of that, I noticed here that you were given the President's Graduate Scholarship, and
yes,
a significant amount of money that you're going to use now in graduate school, I understand.
That's right. That's right. I'll be starting an education technology program, a master's degree program at the University of Michigan, Dearborn.
Well, I hope that you're able to take that passion that you've had for helping young women now and using this new set of credentials to be able to advance that as well. Emily, pardon me. Yes, Emily, you are going on now to make your first steps in higher education. Where are you heading?
I'm heading up to Michigan Tech.
Woo, you're going to be among the frozen chosen.
Definitely. I bought a new coat and everything.
I love it.
That's great.
And what is your course of study going to be up there?
I'm going to study computer science.
Excellent. Boy, a great place to do that. Guys, you know, it's interesting, Ed, I just noticed last week that Houghton County, by the way, where you're going, which has got an incredible technology center up there with the university, that the county itself is now certified for broadband. I just saw it the way that Crawford County had been the week before. So another, all that power that's been concentrated in the university is now going to be spread out across that Upper Peninsula.
Now, have you taken the tour of that facility yet?
Yeah, I've been up there a couple times.
Now, did you take the train up there? It's almost like the Hogwarts Express. You can actually go take... you could take a train, you know...
When, really? That's
what, yes, you know, for the tour in the early... Well, in the late winter, some of my friends did this with their son. They just drove him up to a certain point in Michigan, said, here, you take the train. You're on your own, bud.
Was it like Hogwarts? They had to go to a pillar?
Well, he described that. Yeah, like that. Magical place. Magical place.
That is really neat. Well, that's going to be fantastic. It's a great place up there. Huge university. And... Yep. And so have you got any, you know, long-range plans, things that you'd like to do with that information, with that computer technology?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Well, you mentioned the Get It program was involved in robotics as well. So is it something that you're looking like at robotics as one of those areas?
I think I'd more like to stick with maybe software, maybe.
Yeah. Excellent. Boy, this is exciting. I kind of wonder if we get a chance to come back. I don't know if you're around, but in 10 years to find out what's happened from both of you. You know, Tanya, you going on to take the skills that you've had over these years, now refined with these new levels of certification, and what you've been able to help young women to do. And Emily, to see where you end up, that'd be kind of neat. Young woman I knew, and this is quite a few years ago, graduated from Michigan Tech up there, Ed. She went from graduating at Michigan Tech into a mid-management level job with IBM on the East Coast. I mean, very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. Both because she was a very smart young woman, and because they were looking for people, fortunately. And Linda, that's got to be Linda, you and MCWT. Yeah, that's your goal, is to get these powerhouse young women into these kind of positions.
Yeah, our goal is to have Michigan State be the number one state for women in technology. I mean, it's amazing when you talk about where technology is going. 77% of the new jobs in the next 10 years will be around technology.
Wow.
And they're smaller. There's fewer women that actually go into that. Our goal is to really encourage young girls to be excited about technology. I've been in the technology field for over 20 years, and it is it's in all the industries that we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And has it been a tough hole then in that sense? Maybe, you know what, I want to hold that question for you for a little later on, because I want to talk about some of your experience, maybe Tanya, you as well, as women in technology, what that's been like. And Linda, by the way, has achieved certainly a significant position as a director of cloud sales and devices for Microsoft's Heartland division, which is the one right here in Michigan,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
We've
talked
with a number of your colleagues about the device. And boy, I know cloud technology is huge. So congratulations on that. Now, you're talking about young women, I mean very young women, and the people who encourage them. And we're going to be talking in just a moment with the gentleman who's here, who was a mentor for some of these young women at a recent Camp Infinity. And he brought along a specific young woman that he's encouraging as well.